The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy, it's a beat-up old guitar. Peach Street down in Georgia, it's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born, it's as real.
Peyton Taylor with Joe Piscopo on this Friday, June 14th. Happy Flag Day. Happy National Flag Day. Flying Old Glory in all its glory, indeed. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Happy birthday, Mr. President. 73rd birthday for Donald J. Trump. And 244th birthday for the United States Army. A lot to get in today. Sarah Sanders stepping down as the press secretary, being criticized all on the left. They're all going after her. She did a great job. Very, very tough. An impossible situation there. Why would you want to be there and battle the press day in and day out under this Donald Trump administration? There's no mercy. So we wish Sarah Sanders all the very best, despite all the negativity that you're going to hear, you know. And it's also National Bourbon Day. Frank Camarano is very, very excited about that. So there's a lot of national days. Is another day thing I'm missing? Is there anything else happening that I'm missing?
I think you covered just about everything. Yeah.
Everything. I want to go to the calls in a second, and then Ronica Cleary is going to join us. Ronica, I know from Chasing News over there on Channel 9, I guess it is, guys.
Yes.
With our buddy Bill Spadia. And I know Ronica from that show, and then she would come out and do stories. Great gal.
Oh,
great.
It's Boy George's birthday today as well. You didn't mention
that. There you go. I knew it. And now Al will be playing Boy George.
No. As long as we don't request it. If we request the Culture Club, God, heaven forbid somebody wants to hear Karma Chameleon, the worst thing you could do is ask Al.
It's too, you know, and it's, yeah, you're right. It's not in. We have to play. And if he does play it, we'll
hear it for a year straight if he does.
No,
play.
I mean, really, this week the two of you have been just absolutely brutal towards me, savage. It's really not. It's not nice. You know,
there he goes. There he goes. You got it. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Get ready. You can be get used to this because you've been listening to it all month.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna open the show with this. Close the show with this.
There you go.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Oh, Albert, you're the best. You're the best. So. What do you expect a gift for Father's Day, Al? What do you expect?
Well, according to my wife, my son has contributed about a third of the money towards some gift that was delivered to my house the other day. So I guess I'll be getting a third of a happy Father's Day from my son, the only person who should be wishing me a happy Father's Day.
No. So he actually contributed something.
That's I guess according to that's according to my wife. He went in his room and actually went into his Ziploc bag where his money is held and took some money out and brought it to my wife. So. Oh, my mom sent me a card and a check. Speaking of how Mike Gallagher was saying,
she sent a check too.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah. She does it, my mom, because honestly, obviously, she lives on a fixed income and whatever. And I tell her all the time, I'm like, I don't need you to send me a check, just a card. Well, because you know why? Because she starts yelling. The one time I didn't, and I didn't deposit the check, and she was screaming at me for days, like, you've unbalanced my checkbook. And I'm like, yeah, but you know the number that you gave me. Just add it back in. What's the big deal?
No,
please.
My goodness, goodness. So anyway, well, we wish you a happy Father's Day. And also to all the dads, too. You're a father. God bless you. Godspeed. There's some great, great dads, and we appreciate and respect more than I could tell you the way, because you know, the mothers are the bosses. They really are the family, but you need that father figure. So the happy Father's Day to you and to all and all the bad that you go through. I tell you my crazy stories, my crazy life, and all that I'm going through to this moment, to this very moment. Oh, my goodness gracious. But you know what? You will get through it. Let's take the high road. You will get through it. And it always ends up okay. I'm trying to be as positive as I can on this Father's Day until I listen to Mike Gallagher. That was so
savage.
We gotta love the guy. Ronica Cleary, but she's a great reporter. She came out. She would do different reports throughout New Jersey. Now she has surfaced as a very, very astute political observer. Ronica Cleary has. So we're gonna chat with Ronica Cleary, a president of Cleary Strategies. We'll talk about Sarah Sanders coming up momentarily, and your phone calls as well at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Let me go to Ishmael in Jersey. Ishmael, good morning. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. What is on your mind, sir?
Well, hi, Joe. I'm just calling to wish you two wishes. One, happy Flag Day, and also happy Father's Day. Now, with happy Flag Day, I know how much you love and respect Old Glory. I'll give you a real quick quote. I sent it to you. It's in your mailroom, but it's a quote from Woodrow Wilson. The flag is the embodiment, not of sentiment, but of history, and I add to it, warts and all. The other happy Father's Day, I nominate you Father of the Year. You've earned it. Oh, my gosh. You're such a loving and caring father, and just that you're amazing. With everything you do, you still find quality time for your children. Happy Father's Day, Joe. And thank
you're the best.
For you and, okay? For you and yous. At the end, thank you for all you do. Thank you so much.
Right back at you, Ishmael. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. But keep Ishmael on hold and talk to the exes, okay? Just kind of, you know. So happy Father's Day, really, Ishmael. Thank you so much. So I hold in my hand a challenge coin from Colonel Patrick J. Callahan, the superintendent of the New Jersey State Police. We had such a great time yesterday, and I just wanted to say it at least one more time this morning as we, Frankie and I, went down to the Tropicana County yesterday, and Paul Rotella from the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, a great, great event. And we all went down, and Frankie and I went down for one reason, and that is Phil Boyce. He is our programming guru.
Well, and the gambling and the drinking.
And it's Frankie. The bourbon and the gambling, that's for Frank, too. But You know, Sean Hannity was brought to the airwaves, and really, you got to credit Phil Boyce for bringing Sean to the airwaves, Mark Levin to the airwaves, Mitch Albom when Phil was in Detroit. So he's like the legend. And then he said so many nice things about us, about me. I was very humbled, and Phil was inducted into the New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So it was great to be down there. And then I introduced Phil, and we had a great thing. We stayed there. And then I went off and I went up to Princeton on the campus of Princeton University, and the New Jersey State Troopers were hosting they were homicide detectives and law enforcement from all around the country. So they came in. So then they brought me in to kind of lighten it up a little bit. And I'm going like, wow, I'm just so in awe of these young men and women. You don't even realize half the things they say, whether it's investigating an accident or whether it's sex crimes that you can't even imagine what they see. And they're on the front line. So I have to applaud the superintendent, Colonel Pat Callahan, and the New Jersey State Police for being gracious hosts and just to be there. And then when I met, and you'll see on Twitter, if you go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo, I met a young police officer, a very young police officer from Atlantic City. And I told this story earlier at the open, so forgive me if you've heard it, but I'm walking away and somebody said, Joe, there's an officer that wants to meet you from Atlantic City. I said, sure. I turned around and there's a kid. And he was shot in the head at point blank range with a .38 caliber gun. Some punk cockroach shot him in Atlantic City when he was on the Atlantic City Police Force. So Josh Vidal,
is the officer's name. What a nice kid. And excuse me, sir, I can't really give you a hug. I'd like to give you a hug, but I can't because he was still, you know, recovering. I mean, but up and at him and thriving and striving. It was such a testament to the heroism of law enforcement. Right there in Josh Fidel, this Atlantic City police officer. And then when everybody came on, we took a picture. We talked to him. We're going to put him on the show. What a story. And Josh's partner took out the creep, took out the coward, boom, killed the guy, got Josh to the emergency room in Atlantic City Hospital right there, and within 2 minutes, and saved Josh's life. So just a really inspiring, it's just so inspirational to be around law enforcement like that. They, every single day, what they do it, day in, day out. And then I was pleasantly surprised when they said, Joe, we got a ride home for you if you got to go, because there is someone that lives in your area. So I had a nice ride home from Detective Sergeant Sarah, and I appreciate that very, very much. That was a great ride home. And she texted me later, guys, said, anytime you need anything, I'm close. So this is good, because Daddy needs all the help he can get. So I really appreciate that. It was a busy weekend. Busy weekend. No, good. Oh, she's a trooper. She's got
a
gun.
Oh, yes, she is a trooper. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, yes.
So, listen, I'm going to go to the calls in a second at 9:14. Mm-hmm. But, Frankie, what happened with the breaking news on this Iran thing now?
Well, news is what the president was talking about this morning, which
Fox
is
and Friends, yeah.
Yeah, so, this is an interesting situation that we're watching here, and really does have the potential to be something of a powder keg. But essentially, the president said there's no doubt that Iran was behind an attack on these two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. They released this video yesterday, which I found far from convincing, but they released this video that appeared to show an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the Japanese-owned tanker. So President Trump this morning said the video clearly shows Iran's role in the incident. Britain is also backing that claim. And the UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says his country is going to make its own assessment, but there's no reason not to believe the conclusion coming from the U.S. So that's what Britain was saying.
What was Iran doing? What was this? Were they stealing oil? Why would you attack a Norwegian tanker?
Well, that's why it makes no sense. And Iran certainly doesn't need to steal oil, right? So the timing of this is so strange because you have a situation. Now, I'm not saying Iran is not responsible, but if there is an Iranian actor that is responsible, see, people need to understand how the government in Iran works. Iran has their own version of the deep state, right? They have their own government bureaucracy that goes in a separate direction from the elected leadership. So there's no way that I will believe that Hassan Rouhani's reaction to a great meeting with Shinzo Abe, where Shinzo Abe goes out and tells the world, hey, I just met with these guys. They're great guys, and they're definitely not trying to develop a nuclear weapon. There's no way that Shinzo Abe says that, and Rouhani's reaction is, hey, you know what? Attack a Japanese ship that's heading for Japan right now when we just got the best international PR in the world. Now, what could have happened is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, they do not always march in lockstep with the elected government. So they are engaged in a bit of a power struggle with Rouhani right now. So this could have been a message to Rouhani because the military is basically, they're trying to preserve their power, and Rouhani is trying to get more power for the elected branch. The other thing that this could do is hike up oil prices. And one of the groups that benefits when there's rising oil prices is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, because they get a lot of that oil money. So I find the whole thing very suspicious at a time when Iran really needs these sanctions lifted to do the one thing that is going to ensure that these sanctions don't get lifted. It makes no sense to me. I'm very suspicious.
Well, they got the video, and
but if you watch the video, again, maybe they have other material as well.
Yeah,
but if you watch the video, It's very inconclusive. And look, you have a lot of factors here. You have Saudi Arabia that would love America to go to war with Iran. You have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a close ally of the president, who would love America to go to war with Iran. And then you have two key members of the president's foreign policy and defense team that have been begging for America to go to war with Iran. So I think we need to really make sure we don't have a repeat of what happened in 2003, where we all remember, you know, the images that were used to show that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
They weren't exactly
what they were sold to the public as. So I would hate to see something like that happen again this time around. As Tucker Carlson pointed out last night, there is almost universal bipartisan and nonpartisan support for not going to war with Iran. So the elected leadership and the foreign policy establishment, I think, would be wise to listen to where the vast majority of Americans are on this
one. All right. Frankie Five Boroughs. Matthew on the phone before we go to break. Matthew, good morning. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning?
Thank you, Joe. Happy Father's Day to you and all
thank
the fathers
you.
Out there.
Thank you.
God bless our president, and it's his birthday today. By the way, Frankie was correct. I agree with him. But my point is this. Sources are saying, Joe, that now that Robert Mueller has gone into private life, he plans to open a chain of restaurants. They plan to call it McMuller's Nothing Burgers.
Yeah. Thank you, Matthew. I know it's ridiculous. They're still staying on that, though, aren't they? And with all that's going on, they just won't let that go. I don't understand where, you know. I think it was the best thing that happened in Washington this week too was John Stewart's railed against that subcommittee there with the 9/11 compensation fund, which we knew was going to be refunded. Thanks to Congressman Peter King and Congressman Lee Zeldin and former Congressman Dan Donovan worked so hard on that, right? So we knew that was going to happen, but it was and John Stewart, when he went after those people on the committee and said no one showed up, everybody actually was there except for two people. One was Swalwell. Swalwell did not show up, and some other guy who we don't know. But people were there. It was just that there was, you know, the empty chairs were because there's only 14 people on that subcommittee. But the fact of the matter is, what John Stewart said, we all feel. Railing how people just don't care down there in Washington, and how, but that goes to what's happening when they go after the president. And then on this show, I'm so proud of what we try to do, and we try so hard to do it. When we bring Congressman Mike Kelly on, a Republican representing Pennsylvania's 16th, you know, Mike's a great guy, Congressman Kelly is. Now he's working with John Lewis down there to reform the IRS. I'm telling you, you're not going to hear about it anywhere except on this show in the morning. You know, and then I keep telling you, Congressman King with Josh Gottheimer, you know, the Democrat from New Jersey. Excuse me, they're trying to get that Gateway Project going. So there's a lot of bipartisanship. I think we don't see it because the news likes to divide us. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, we're trying to bring everybody together, Debbie Duhaime. That's all we're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. Debbie, you're set for the weekend. Can you relax a little bit with Daddy? That'll be fun, huh?
Yeah, Sunday, yep. Yeah, and I have plans with friends on Saturday. And tonight I'm going to Michael's of Brooklyn. So that should be a lot.
Are you
of fun.
Going? I will
I'm
see
planning
you
on it. Right now I'm so tired. I'm thinking I have to have a major nap. On Fridays, I'm so shot, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to have a nap. This way I can go.
All right.
But I want to go because it'll be fun.
Yeah, this would be great, Deb. It's always great to see. I can't wait to be in Italy with you, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to have so much fun. We're going to make a lot of memories.
This is it. 21 after 9 o'clock. Okay. Joe and Debbie in Italy. I'm loving this, babe. I'm loving this. Traffic right now. It's a Friday. Oh, and you know what's wild about the traffic on a Friday? It starts like now, Deb, right?
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of
definitely.
The city. Mm-hmm. How are we doing this morning on AM 970 The Answer, Deb?
We just all need to have a detective drive us around. Then we'll be just fine. Drive right through the traffic. I love it. That was great, Joe. I'm glad you had a ride yesterday. It makes
yeah,
it easier,
well,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
You don't mind the traffic, right? That is not so bad, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to tell you what's happening with New Jersey Transit. We're seeing delays of up to 40 minutes, Joe, with New Jersey Transit into and out of New York's Penn Station, and it's all due to Amtrak signal problems. Also delays on the downtown Q train. Looks like the B is back on or close to schedule. Let's see what's happening as you take it to the eastbound BQE. Still stop-and-go traffic getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Watch for slowdowns on 80 East exit 38 in Denville with an accident cleared. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Outbound Lincoln, earlier problems clear, but 15 out. Holland still 20 minutes getting into town. This report sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions and sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Partly cloudy today with a high of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Gregory Meeks, representing New York's 5th District, about payday loans, Venezuela, and North Korea. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Thank you, Kevin McCullough. 924 with Joey on the radio. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. My, my, my. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. No hidden fees at Route 22 Toyota. No back and forth. No pressure. No wasting time dealing with dummies. I keep telling you about Alex Kinsella. Al's a great guy. He's got 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, my buddy Alex and Iggy and Chester and Carmelo, the family at Route 22 Toyota, want you to experience their new smart way to service. They are taking the same smart approach that has been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. They said to me, Joey, I'm going to give you the first five callers next 5 minutes. We want to give them a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, you got 5 minutes. You got till 9:30. It's 9:25 right now, all right? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models excluded. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. 855-621-9949. You got till 9:30, and you can get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
926 on AM 970 The Answer, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Love having you with us on this Friday. Ronica Cleary is president of Cleary Strategies. She's a friend, great reporter, doing great things now. Ronica, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How exciting.
Good. You know, I'd known you. Where did we meet at? Chasing News with Mr. Spadia over there? Is that where we met originally?
Yes, I was thinking about that. It's been a couple years now, and it was back at Chasing.
And then you were kind enough to come out with my buddy Steve Edwards, put the Mobile New Jersey Hall of Fame. You went out to, I believe, my daughter's high school, and you bought that mobile unit. We did a report. Yes, we did. I remember. Do you remember that? I remember that clearly.
I do. You know what? You just reminded me of it. That was quite a few years ago.
So now, and it's great because I'm a news junkie, kind of a news geek, if you will. So then I'm watching Ronica Cleary.
I know, right?
So now I'm watching Ronica, and then you're with Maria Bartiromo, my pal. On Mornings with Maria. You're on Fox News with Harris, and you're just taking off. Give us the line, just for fans of Ronica Cleary, Ronica, and God bless and Godspeed. You're doing great. How did you get there? Didn't you go to Washington for a while?
I did. I was a White House correspondent, and I covered the White House. I covered Sarah Sanders. That's why I thought, you know, I was talking about maybe coming on your show, and I thought this would be a great day to come on. So I was down in D.C. in the swamp for 2.5 years. I covered 2016's election. I covered Sean Spicer in the White House. I covered Sarah Sanders, and then, you know, I had to get out. And I had a great friend, former Marine, run for U.S. Senate out in Wisconsin. I left news. I worked as the comms director for his campaign, worked on a congressional race for Jay Weber. You know, we had him on your show.
Sure.
And I came to the other side, and I just really love using everything I learned in news to help people that I believe in run for office and do my work. So it's awesome.
You know, it's great. I'm the master of reinvention, and it looks like you. I think Ronica, you really totally reinvented yourself, and you really are right at the top of your game. We love it. So, give us a breakdown, if you would. You having worked in the White House press briefing room, give us an idea of this whole Sarah Sanders situation. First of all, Sarah Huckabee Sanders seems like such a nice person, and now she's getting just vilified by the left.
Well, it's not just now. I mean, it's been her whole time in office, and I think it's because she did the job very well. I mean, Sean Spicer is a great person, but Sean Spicer invited a lot of controversy, I think, when he was at that podium. He engaged in a way that I think just was electric, and that wasn't always great for the administration, and he didn't last in the position very long. And Sarah has been in this position for such a long time because she had the ability to handle herself at that podium, command such a presence, control the room the way, you know, a really effective press secretary can and should. And I think that's why we've seen her in the role for as long as we did. But, you know, I was a White House correspondent. When you are a correspondent, you can actually walk up. It's called upper press. You go back behind the briefing podium.
Cool.
You go up a set of stairs, and you can actually go right to her desk and right to her office and knock on the door. I mean, people, it's so funny. So much of the press and the media complain about access. And they say, you know, she's not having these briefings. There's a tremendous amount of access that the media didn't like, because when you have a meeting with her in her office, you're not getting a cross shot. You know, you're not getting your 15 minutes of fame to ask the question. But my point is, I would sometimes see her in her office or ask her some questions or check in. And I would always, as a mom myself, and being a working mom is wonderfully fulfilling. I think, you know, obviously I am a proponent, but she would have artwork from her kids on this big corkboard behind her desk. And I would always think about how demanding the job was that she was doing. And I thought, I don't know how long this is sustainable. And I didn't ask her about her personal life, but it was really interesting to hear her mention her family and say, you know, it's time to go home and be a mom to these three great kids. And she'll still go on to do amazing things in her career, but that job is intense. And she did a great job for the time that she did it.
But she's leaving because of family. She wants to concentrate on family back in Arkansas, yes?
She wants to go home, but I think we'll see her again. I mean, she's not done, but I think she might need a little break and a little recharge to plug in and spend some time with those, you know, adorable little babies that she's got at home. You know, you want to love on them too, and they're only young once. I hear you talking about Father's Day on here, so I know you get it. And it's a hard balance.
I know. I don't know how these guys, because it's 24-7, 24-7. Hey, any reaction, Ronica, that you're hearing down there and that you heard about in D.C. To this good government group, quote-unquote, you know, this watchdog government group asking for Kellyanne Conway to be fired? What's that all about?
Well, you know, these watchdog groups, I love when I saw the headlines, right, when they come across my phone as a breaking news alert from certain outlets who I won't name, as if it is some, you know, verified organization that has some say over whether or not Kellyanne Conway has a job, right? I mean, I could be a watchdog group. I could say, hey, guess what, Joe? I'm a watchdog group now. I mean, so, yeah. You know, certainly we want people in elected office Kellyanne's not in elected office, but certainly we want people in the White House to do the right thing, to, you know, uphold the standards and values that they need to. But, you know, you take the suggestions or advice of some random self-proclaimed watchdog group, and you should consider the source. Kellyanne Conway does an amazing job. And just as Sarah Sanders was really, on the receiving end of a lot of heat because I think of how well she handled herself in that position, I think Kellyanne Conway gets the same amount of heat, if not more.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Hey, 2020, Ronica, what are you thinking? What are you hearing on the inside? How will that turn out?
Oh, my I can't wait.
I know. See, you're like me. You get addicted to these things. I'm watching this now. Why am I watching? I don't know why I find it. You know what I think it's like, Ronica? I think it's like sports. But it's like sports that we could play the game. We can get involved because we can vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get a handle, and I ask you to lean on your political prowess. On the Democratic side, can't get a handle. I don't think it's Joe Biden, but I don't know how Bernie sustains. And is it going to be Kamala Harris? And yet everybody, even Corey, whose numbers, and we know Corey, and, you know, Corey's a longtime friend. Yeah, but the percentages are so low. Are you feeling or hearing that who will surface on the Democratic side?
You know, it's funny. We were actually just talking about this on Morning with Maria this week. And the interesting point that was brought up is that I think what's making it hard to detect who the front runner will be is there are people running for president on the Democratic side who know that they have no chance of winning, and they are simply doing it to raise their profile. And I think when you have people in the race who don't have the right intentions, I think that changes the whole dynamic. And you take parts of it less seriously because you know Bill de Blasio does not think he's going to be the president. And, you know, along with others in that race, and you say, it just changes your perspective and your perception. So I don't know who's going to rise. I mean, we've got to watch those debates. I know the first one is coming up. We'll see some stars come to light. You know, somebody, this may be crazy talk, but somebody who I think will shine in that Democratic debate, who I'm not necessarily thinking will become the candidate, but will sort of be a dark horse that, call me crazy, I think Andrew Yang. He's never held office, but he calls it a freedom dividend. It's like mandatory income. I forget, you know, what the left calls it, but he has such great marketing. You know, it says every person should get $1,000 a month. And instead of saying it like calling it a socialist giveaway, he calls it a freedom dividend. And I thought, you know, that language is so brilliant.
Yeah.
And he's also, how did you do this? So I think he could surprise us in terms of how far he stays in the race.
Yeah.
But
great observation. I thought the same thing because he's really good. He's really good. But I mean, how do you sustain that? How do you just give away free money? And that's what they're virtually doing. So we'll see. Ronica Cleary, president of Cleary Strategies, and you see her with my dear friend, the great Maria Bartiromo. Ronica, doing a great job. Great to catch up with you. Please come back soon. You hear anything on the inside, give us a call. Let us know what's going on, all right?
I will.
Thanks, Ronica. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Ronica Cleary right there, 936. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A street is being renamed in Queens today for an FDNY chief who died from a 9/11 related illness. The intersection of 90th Street and Rockaway Boulevard in Ozone Park will be renamed at Chief Ronald Spadafora Way after the 40-year FDNY veteran. Official ceremony being held today for Ronald Spadafora, who supervised rescue and recovery efforts at Ground Zero following the 9/11 terror attacks. The Ozone Park native, who also played a major role in recovery efforts after Superstorm Sandy, died last June at age 63. New York City Council Speaker Corey Johnson says he's open to banning non-essential helicopter flights after this week's deadly crash. He adds that his office hears from Chelsea residents every day who complain that noisy helicopters are hovering overhead daily from sunup to sundown. Johnson says the issue is complicated in that many flights come from neighboring New Jersey, which would be regulated by the FAA and not the council, which has no jurisdiction. On Monday, a helicopter pilot died when his helicopter crashed into the roof of a Midtown skyscraper during driving rain and heavy fog. In sports, the Yankees blew an early 4-0 lead, lost to the White Sox 5-4. The Mets and Cardinals forced to suspend their game last night in the bottom of the ninth inning due to rain. The game was stopped, but the score tied at 4, and they'll complete that contest tonight at 6:10, followed by the regularly scheduled game. The Toronto Raptors, your 2019 NBA champions, they beat the Warriors in Game 6, 114-110 in Oakland to clinch the series 4-2. Denver Broncos have announced this morning their owner, Pat Bowlen, has passed away at the age of 75. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Church Road still closed in Toms River. Accident investigation. New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 8A. It's an accident. It's been out there for several hours. Expect delays in the truck lanes. If you're heading to New Jersey Transit, a 40-minute delay into and out of New York's Penn Station. Q&R trains seeing delays as well. Inbound GWB, a 10-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel looks like 5 in, 5 out. Over the Holland, you're moving okay. About 20 minutes in, though, from 1 and 9. Better from the Turnpike. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're seeing a 15-minute delay inbound at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and on the LIE westbound service road into Bagatelle Road. Watch out for a collision over there. Over on the Taconic southbound into Bryant Pond Road and Putnam Valley, police department activity was cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 76. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 83. Chance of showers on Father's Day, high of about 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, celebrating theater and food in New York and sometimes around the world. On this week's show, internationally renowned opera star Monica Yunus talks about the arts organization she co-founded, Sing for Hope. Bobby Traversa from the New Stage Network, streaming theatrical content. Plus, entrepreneur Danny Tang shares news about his subscription snack box from Japan. It's theater, it's food, it's Bagels and Broadway, Saturday at 9.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 941, telling you about MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or television. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call, please, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code
AM 970. I've been sleeping under my pillow for many, many years now. It really gives you a great night's sleep. It's no more flat, lifeless pillows, you know. It just keeps your head right in the right spot. Mike Lindell invented this. Now he comes up with this special deal that he talked about first on this program. He has that two-pack of MyPillow Premiums deal for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Now is the time to jump in. You know why? You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Then when you get the pillow, you get a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the United States of America. And by the way, where can you get a pillow that has a 10-year warranty and is made in America? I just ask you. 800-651-0798. But I know you're up and at 'em on this Friday running around, so please try to remember this. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Here you go, Frankie. Here you go, Boy George.
Happy birthday, Boy George.
How old is he now? How old?
58. Looks great for his age.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, this is catchy. This is real music.
Oh, you like this, Frank?
Yeah, this is great. Come on. Listen to the next verse and then tell me you can keep your foot stationary. If your foot's not tapping for the next verse, you do not have a pulse. Listen to this. Ready? This is great.
Give it to you. Not a huge fan, but I love it. Now, is he a Boy George? Is he a transgender? Do we know what he is? I'm not sure what he is.
Well, today, I think he would be identified transgender, right?
Well, no, he's not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because I mean, I told you when I was coming down the parkway and
who cares? He's a person. You know what I mean? Like, what if we have
exactly
to identify?
Well, I didn't know because when I met the lady at the rest stop and she got something and then she's putting things in and she goes, "My computer's stolen."
That's terrible. That's terrible. Sounds like she's a candidate for Cancer Corner.
My computer's frozen.
My computer's frozen. I'm very sorry.
See, they sound the same.
No,
I'm sorry.
God forgive me. No, so, you know, you don't even notice it. And it was.
You don't even notice it. Why did you have to date her out?
But you don't know. In this day and age, I'm afraid to say thank you, ma'am, sir. I don't know what I'm so confused. Thank you, gender-specific neutral person.
That's how you say it.
Thank you, gender-specific neutral person. Are you making fun of me?
Have a mediocre day. Thank you.
I didn't know, sir, right. Ma'am.
Yeah, you can't tell people don't have a great day, have a horrible day.
Oh, She goes like this. And she took her nose and her hand to her nose with a tissue and made the gross sound, blowing her nose, dabbing her nose. And then she touched all my stuff. And it was like, what?
So what did you do? Did you leave it there?
No. My driver, Kathy, was a great gal. She was hysterically laughing because I was Durasanning absolutely everything I bought. So everything would come out of the bag and I would spray it down. I swear to God. I said, and Kathy's like, "Say, man, you are crazy." I said, "Yeah, you don't know the half of it."
I could see you like somebody doing that, and you're going, you know what? You keep it.
I always have adventures at the hotel. So, of course, when I left, Frankie, and I saw you, and then Paul Rotella goes, "Okay, Joe's got to go to another Joy benefit after we inducted Phil Boyce into the New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame."
Right, and you had a couple that you had to skip also. Because I saw, by the way, we all thought that Phil was going to be honored right after our show. At least that's what I thought. And then I saw the look on your face when you learned that you had to stick around until at the very earliest 2:30, right? And like,
didn't you think?
Exactly. You walk over maybe 11 o'clock at the latest, and then you go
yeah,
home.
Because when we were down there last time, they honored Joe like right away, like as soon as it was over, he went right up.
Exactly.
But I think that was negotiated. Like, he's here. Let's go. Right, let's get
exactly.
him. You know,
right. Yeah, but apparently we didn't have as good of a negotiating team this year. But
So we had to wait. There was a lunch. We waited. Yeah. So
you had to miss honoring that dog.
So I came down. Listen, I came down and I did my thing. thing. And then I went back to the room. Of course, what happens after noon is the computer in the hotel always locks you out. So the key that you have in the morning will not work past noon. Of course, that was my problem right there. And now I got a car waiting downstairs that's going to take me to the Trooper event. So now I can't get in my room. So,
but didn't you get a late checkout?
I guess we did, but it's the computers that do. It happens all the time to me. So now I go over to the phone that's on the wall, and I pick the phone. I spray the phone down with Durasan because, you know, you don't know the germ. So I spray the phone with Durasan, and I hold it up away from me, but they go, yeah. And so they're about to answer.
Hold the phone away from me. I can't.
I held it away from my ear and my mouth.
Hello? I can't hear you. I can't touch the phone. My ear.
There was a housekeeping gal. I swear to God. She must have been 3 feet to 10 inches tall. Well, I'm not exaggerating now. So this was the funniest thing. She goes like this. No, she says no, like that. She, like, and I'm looking behind me, like, who's she yelling at? Yeah, yeah, no. And then she brings her fist up and down, like down. Put that down, down. Phone down, phone down, like that. And I go, whoa, I better listen to this gal. I mean, she's gonna. And I look around, so I put the phone to her. Come here. So she got to go. So I'm following this little gal that I'm not going to argue with. Hang the phone up, and she goes up. She looks around, and then she goes, "You say nothing. Say nothing. Say nothing. I let you in your room like that." I thought that was so. She just didn't want. Don't bother with the phone. I got you in. And sure enough, I tipped her large and heavy. Had to do that. Boom. Thank you. And then she lets me in the room. Great. Now I'm packing up. Now they come because they have to make the room up. And as I'm packing up, I said, "Come on in." I said, "Take care of the room. Do what you got to do." And then she says in the room, "You say nothing. You say nothing." I know.
Imagine the worst part would have been at the end when you tipped her and she said, "Thank you very much, Mr. Pesci." Now that would have been funny.
Yes, Joe Pesci. That's have to be on best behavior. I don't want Joe blamed for anything that I did. You know, that cheap guy. Cheap guy didn't tip me. Joe, I met you years ago. That wasn't me. That was Piscopo. That's why I tip everybody large. They can't say anything.
Have to get right now.
Joe was tipping people that didn't even work at the casino yesterday.
The only person who didn't tip was the guy who brought the sausage and pancakes.
Please, no, we went to Cuba Libre. I went there, and now, of course, I told you this yesterday, and Barry Gutin, the owner of Cuba Libre, a longtime friend, it's on me, you're my guest. It's cheaper to pay for the dinner than the tips that you got to lay out, because you got to tip the guy that's there. And then you got to get the bag, like I told you yesterday. Boom, you got to tip it. It's always cheaper if you just get, they say, okay, just pay for it. A great meal. And I'm telling you, it was the best fired up, what do you call it, wood oven. They had the wood-burning fire oven for my chicken. It was good out. You make fun that it was plain. It was very, very good. What Mexican restaurant is in the quarter?
Oh, it was. Well, it's not Where quite in it? The quarter, but it's at the Trop. So, you know, whenever I need to, you know, I was on the fence whether do I get the free lunch that the New Jersey Broadcasters Association was serving, which may or may not include alcohol, or do I go to one of the many great Atlantic City restaurants? So I opted to go to Casa Taco and Tequila Bar at the Tropicana, which was terrific. And so I had a flight of tequilas. I thought of Al because he usually does a flight of beer. I did a flight of tequila. And the food there is outrageous. They make the guacamole table side right next to your table. And then they asked, "Do you want crab or not?" And I said, "In the guacamole?" They said, "Yeah, it's $5 more." I said, "Put it in there." It was the best guacamole I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, man. And I don't even know where that is. Is that by where Boogie Nights is down that
way? It's not far. Not far from there.
Anybody snore off you? With that?
Well, so I'll give you. There were three people. There were three people at lunch, Joe. And two of them. Two of them reached for their wallet to attempt to pay for the lunch. I'll give you one guess as to who didn't make an effort to reach for his wallet.
No one reached for the wallet. No, we don't want to indict anybody in the air. But
find out Sunday morning. I'm sure the suspense.
Oh, my God. The gossip comes out Sunday morning. 9:51. Debbie's out there. Debbie, good morning. I tell you, it's a great property. Do you get to Atlantic City much, Deb?
You know what? When I had my cable show, I had a show called Meet the Leaders. I'd interview politicians. And once a year, we were in Atlantic City at the convention center. And I did interviews all day. And we'd all go out to dinner at night to either Carmine's or Cuba Libre. We went all different restaurants. They have great restaurants there. So fun.
It is. Like it's Atlantic jumping. City.
jumping, yeah. jumping, and jumping. Mm-hmm. Debbie, have a great weekend. Listen, happy Father's Day to your dad. Your dad's a great guy. Happy Father's Day to your father. And
Thank you.
Give our very, very best to Debbie Duhame. You have a great weekend yourself, my dear.
Thank you so much, Joe. Happy Father's Day to my dad and to you, Joe, and also to you, Alan, to all the dads listening. Happy Father's Day. Let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit. A 40-minute delay in and out of New York's Penn Station. It's all due to some ongoing Amtrak signal problems. That's what's causing the delay. 17 North Essex Street in Lodi, an accident being cleared. 287 northbound, busy by exit 4, getting up through South Plainfield. It's pretty busy on the FDR Drive South, getting down through the 70s. Watch for delays over on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. And it's pretty solid right out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. If you're heading over to the outbound side of the GWB, looks like you're moving okay as you get to that lower level, but the upper level has construction. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 5. Outbound 5. Holland, a 5-minute delay as well. Southbound Thruway, moving along okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And 84 eastbound, exit 19. It's an accident off on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees a huge trend that leads to a crumbling society.
4 in 10 American children are now born to unmarried mothers, up from about 5%, that's 1 in 20, in 1960. I would say the majority of people under 40 would respond, so what?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the first time is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl E. Hastings. Tell us about raise the age.
Before we changed the law last year, New York and North Carolina were the only two states who prosecuted 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. And a 16 or 17-year-old, they can't drive, they can't vote, they can't defend this country, they can't smoke. So if we're saying in that vein, they're not responsible enough, so why would we want to, if they made a mistake or did something wrong, hold them to the same standards as an adult? We found there's a higher incidence of young people becoming career criminals when they're sent through the adult criminal justice system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine today with a cool, gusty wind. A shower is possible in some northern suburbs this afternoon, a high of 74. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight with less wind, low 60 in Midtown, but dropping to the low to mid-50s in most suburbs. Warmer for tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds, a high of 82. Breezy and more humid Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm in spots and a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Rob. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, in all the wars since 9/11, we've lost over 140,000 veterans due to suicide. Oh, I was talking to some of the law enforcement guys and gals yesterday, and a lot of them were in the military, Marines and Army and whatnot, and we talked about suicide among the veterans, and it is epidemic. Veteran suicide, 22 a day. 22 a day. And we, the people, can't stand around and let this happen any longer. We can make a difference. And the answer is the Gold Shield. If you're a merchant large or small, you can become a Gold Shield member today. Pledge to make a tax-deductible year-end donation. Let's put our dollars directly where we choose they should go. You know, I've been telling you about this for a while, and we ask that you just check out, please, the goldshield.us if you're a merchant. And then, you know what, if you're a customer and you go by a store and you see the Gold Shield in the window, to patronize that store, because 100% of the donations from that merchant through the Gold Shield will go directly into a 501c3, that's a nonprofit organization, distributed directly to fight veteran suicide, as well as cancer research. You can call as well, 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111. Or start here, please, thegoldshield.us.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 9:57. Hey, let me go to Joe real quick in Hazlitt. He's been a longtime listener. We miss you, Joey. Thanks. We got to get out of here, but I wanted
morning,
to get you
guys
on the air.
Morning. No. Let me just say this. Happy Father's Day to the crew. Joe, you killed on Cavuto last week. It was great. You killed that.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey.
Happy birthday to President Trump. I got a lot more to say, but you're short on time. Joey, God bless. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
God bless you too, Joey, from Hazlitt, New Jersey. You got to call us back, Joe. Always great to hear you, and glad that you're doing so well. And Frankie, thank you, man. I'll see you tonight, my brother. I will see you tonight, Joe. In Brooklyn and Murano in the morning on Sunday mornings, followed by the great John Catsimatidis at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. You do not want to miss that. Albert, happy Father's Day, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Have a great one. You're a great daddy.
Thank you.
Jack and Debbie, thank you so much. You know, to all the dads, I know the ups and downs. I know what you go through. You hear me talking about it every single morning. Love your children. I'm telling you, and if you're going through a tough time, hang in there, because I'm a living proof of that. All good will come out of the evil that you're experiencing now. Trust me, man. Just hang in there. Take the high road. As my daddy said, rest his soul. I miss my father greatly. Onward and forward. Happy Father's Day. God bless you. God bless your family. Make it a great weekend. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. It's not going to be the best weather for dads this Father's Day in the New York City area. Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for Sunday starting midday. It'll be warmer in the low 80s. Saturday looks to be the nicer day, partly cloudy skies and a high of 82. Fire investigators are trying to figure out what sparked a blaze that ripped through an Eastchester home Thursday afternoon. Firefighters raced to the house on Columbus Avenue after neighbors reported seeing smoke coming from the home. No one was hurt. In sports, Yankees lost to the White Sox 5-4. Mets and Cardinals forced to suspend their game last night in the bottom of the ninth inning due to a rain tied at 4. Toronto Raptors, the 2019 NBA champions, they beat the Warriors in Game 6 by the final of 114-110. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone, and a happy Father's Day to the dads out there. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.